Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Brachot, Daf Yod Zayin Amud Bet. Continuing with our theme of the notion of the dead and what the dead know. B'nei Rabbi Chiya Nafuk L'Karyata. Rabbi Chiya had two famous sons who were described in Midah, who were twins who were born 3 months apart. Chizkiah and Yehuda, and his sons went out l'karyata. They went out to the cities, and evidently, usually in the Midrashic literature, that means they went out to investigate and see what the people needed to needed, or else to answer questions. Aikalehu Talmudayu. They forgot their learning. Havukametzari lad kure. They became very upset and tried to restore their learning. Amalocha b'chavrei. So one said to the other, Yada avun b'haytzara. Do you think our father, who's dead now, knows about our pain? The other said, how would he know? So they didn't forget everything. His sons honor him and he doesn't know, meaning the dead know nothing. He doesn't know. That while his flesh is on him, he's still in pain, and his soul mourns. There's a person who is dead. In the same parak. That the worms crawling through the dead are as painful as a needle going into a live person, meaning that they do know. So Amra Betzari did hu yadi, Betzari dachrina lo yadi. So their answer to this challenge of Psukim was, they do know their own pain, but they don't know pain of others. We have a long story, a fascinating story, in which the dead seem to be aware of what's happening with other people. Maaseh bechassid echad. It's a story about a pious man. Shnatan dinar le'ani be'erev Rosh Hashanah. This man was obviously himself not very wealthy, but he gave a poor man some money in Erev Rosh Hashanah. B'shnei batzoret. And it was during 2 years of famine, things were hard to come by. Vikanato Ishto, his wife got very angry at him. He had to go sleep in the cemetery because his wife got angry at him, threw him out of the house. This is Rosh Hashanah. So he overheard two spirits talking to each other. One said to the other, let's fly around the world and let's hear from the other side of the curtain what kind of punishment's going to come to the world. It's Rosh Hashanah, we're going to hear what the deen is. Amr la chaverta. The other one said, "Eini chola, I can't come with you." Shani kvura machzelet shel kanim. I'm buried in a mat of reeds, which means she was very poor and buried in this very poor thing, but she also couldn't get out. Halachiat umashat shamati merely. So you go, whatever you hear, you come back and tell me. Halchayi v'shato va. So the other one went out, flying around. This chassid, meantime, is listening to this conversation. From amr la chaverta, she came back and said, "Chaverti, ma shemat me'achar pargod. What did you hear?" Amr la shamati. Anybody who plants during the first season of rain is going to get nailed by hail. So he heard this. Now, he went and planted late during the second rainy season. Everybody else's stuff got damaged. He did well. As a result, of course, he did quite well and became wealthy. So the next year, on his own, he went and slept in the cemetery to see if he could get some more news. He heard the same conversation. Interesting, in this take, there's a clear assumption that the dead also have memories. Didn't I tell you last year I can't go with you? Really? So the other one went and came back. What did you hear? Anybody who plants during the second rainy season will get hit by edema. So everybody else was waiting because of last year. He went and planted during the first season. Everybody else got edema. He didn't, so he's doing quite well. Amralo Ishto, so his wife said to him, Neima Ishtakaj Kolam Kulolaka Shalolaka. How come last year everybody got nailed and you didn't get nailed? Vachshav Shalom Kulonishtaf Shalchalonishtaf. And how come this year everybody got edema and you didn't? Sachla Kodvar Malalu, so he told her the whole story. Amrulo, you my Yomimu Atim Achnaflak Tata Ben Ishto Shalotokhasid. Now, of course, this Hasid's wife was not much to speak of. So she ended up having a fight with Benimashal Otari Bat, with the mother of that girl who was buried in Machzalat Shalkanim. And she knew the whole story. Amrala, so in the midst of her anger, she said, I'll show you how your daughter is buried in this reed thing. Meaning that she embarrassed the woman publicly by screaming this at her, saying it at her. What happened the next year? So he went to listen to what they had to say. He wanted to get some more financial news. So the one who was free said, let's go, fly around. Leave me alone. People in the world know what we're saying, which means that whole story is there to tell us that the dead are aware not only of their own pain, but of what's going on in the world. Alma Yadi. So the answer is, the answer is that doesn't prove anything. Maybe in the meantime, somebody else came and died and then told them. So evidently, the notion is that the dead, as we see from the story, are able to communicate with each other. The only question is the barrier between the dead and the living, how strong is that? So it's possible that it's a pretty strong barrier, and the dead have no idea what's going on in this world, but if somebody dies, they don't forget what they knew from this world, and they could tell those who were already dead. Toshmas. Let's still try to figure this out. And this is, goes back to the conversation between Reb Chiya's sons about whether their father is aware of their pain. This is now a story in Bavel. Ziri used to keep his money with his landlord, meaning the person whose house he would stay at. And he went to go to the Beirav, and by the time he came back, Shechiva, she died. He went to the cemetery. So he said to the dead, where's my money? So she answered. She told him where it is underneath the board of the beam of the door in a certain place. And she said also, tell my mother to send my comb with and my rouging device with this woman who's going to die tomorrow. In other words, bury it with that woman and then she can give it to me. Alma Yadi, so you see that they know what's going on because this dead woman knew who's going to die tomorrow. The answer is no. Duma Kadi Machriz Lahu. Maybe Duma, who's the angel sort of related to this kind of heralding, came and announced that woman's dying. So it doesn't mean she knew about it. All right, Toshma. Shmuel's father was a righteous man. They used to give him the money of the orphans and to hold on to it. When he died, Shmuel wasn't with him. So they started accusing Shmuel of being somebody who spends the money of these orphans. So Shmuel went to the cemetery to talk to his father and try to find out where this money was so he could return it. He said, Baina Abba. I want Abba. Amrulay heard a voice saying, Abba Tuva Ikahacha. There's a lot of people named Abba here. Abba's a popular name. Baina Abba Bar Abba. I want Abba, son of Abba. Amrulay Abba Abba Nami Tuva Ikahacha. There's a lot of those. Amrulay Baina Abba Bar Abba Avuad Shmuel. I want Abba Bar Abba, the father of Shmuel. I'm Shmuel. Say, that was already famous. Hecha, where is he? Amrulay. Salik lemetiv to the Rakia. He went up to the heavenly academy. So Shmuel somehow went up to the heavenly academy and he saw Levi, who of course was the student of Rebbe, who had later made Yerida, who came to Bavel and died there. So Shmuel had known Levi. He saw Levi sitting on the outside. Amarle, am I Yatvat Abrai? Why are you sitting on the outside? My Tamalo Salkar, why didn't you go in? Amrlay, Da Amrlay, they told me, Kol Kihanach Shani de lo Slika the Matif to Rabbi Efes, Rachlish Tevadate, and this goes back to the story of that when Rebbe died, he named Rabbi Hanina to be his successor. And Rabbi Efes and Levi stayed on the outside, and they studied on their own. When Rabbi Hanina died, Rabbi Efes was named as the leader, and Levi refused to come in, so he went to Bavel. So all those years that he didn't come in to see Rabbi Efes as the Rosh Hashiva, he made Rabbi Efes feel bad. So Lomar Lina Lach Lamitiv to the Rakia. So the Levi's punishment was he couldn't go into the academy in heaven. Hadavahachi Vahachi Ata Avua. So in the meantime, Shmuel's father came. Chazid Avi Kabachi Vahachi. He saw that he was crying and he was laughing. Amarle, my time a Kabachit. Why are you crying? Amarle, de la Agal Ka'atit. You're coming here very soon. My time Achichat, so why are you laughing? The Chashiva by Almatuva, you're very important in this world. Amale, Ichashivna Nailuha Lelevi. If I'm so important, then bring Levi back into the Beit Midrash. Vailuha Lelevi, they did. Amale, Zuzi Diat Mihecha. So he said, okay, where's the money of the poor? Amale, Zil Shaklinu Be'amta Derechaya. Go take the stone of the millstone. Eloi v'tatoi, the upper one and the lower one, didan, any money in there is ours. Umitzi, the one in the middle, diatmi, that belongs to them. And what was the reason? Amrle, my time, avdad hachi, why'd you do it that way? Amrle, ignuvi ganvi, if the ganavim steal, they'll steal the top one. Mi ganvi didan. Eachwa ara, if it gets swallowed by the earth, achwa didan, it'll be ours. Meaning the top one and the bottom one are ours, because they're most vulnerable. So I put it in the middle. Alma diyadi, so you see that Shmuel's father knew that Shmuel was going to die soon, so the dead know. So the answer is Dimashani Shmuel, Kevin the Chashiv, Kadmi Machazi Panu Makom. You could have the same answer that Duma came and announced, or the fact that Shmuel was so important in the world to come. They came and announced Shmuel's coming tomorrow. Make room for him. Okay, V'af Rabbi Yonatan Hadarbe. And Rabbi Yonatan, which is where this whole story started, with Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yonatan walking in the Beit Kfarot, and Rabbi Yonatan's tzitzit dragging on the ground, that Rabbi Yonatan at the point said the mate don't know, he changed his mind. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Shmuel Nachmani is his prize student who repeats all of his agadot. Minayim the meitim shemesaprim zeh mizeh. How do we know that the meitim speak to each other? Shenemar vayomer Adonai lav zot haaretz asher nishbati l'Avraham l'Yitzchak u'l'Yaakov lemor. When Hashem shows Moshe the land and takes his life, he says, this is the land that I swore to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to say. So, my lemor, what does it mean to say? I want you to go and say to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that the oath that I gave you is now being fulfilled. And if you think that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov don't know what's going on, what's the point of Moshe telling them? Salamai di yadi, salamalei the meibalahu. So if they do know, then why does Moshe have to tell them? After all, they already know what's going on. The answer is lachzuki le tivut al Moshe, to let Moshe have sort of a good opportunity to be the one to bring the good news. So we still don't have a conclusion. Amar Yitzchak, kol saper achareha me. Although it seems that we've come to the key conclusion that the meitim are aware. Anybody who talks about the dead, it's like talking about a rock. Either they don't know. They know they don't care. Amy is a truva or a papa. There was somebody who said something bad about Shmuel, the great master of Bavel, after he died. And a beam fell off the roof and smashed him in the head and killed him. So the answer is a Talmid Chacham is different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is interested in protecting his reputation. So if somebody speaks bad about him, it's not like Shmuel cares, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares. If somebody speaks after the bed of Talmid Chacham, meaning after they've died, ends up in Gehenim. Shenemar, v'matim akal kalotam yolechim adonai po'alei avin shalom ha'Yisrael. Meaning, I feel of a shash shalom Yisrael, even when everybody else is doing well, Yolechem Hashem Poli Aven. Hashem still takes the evildoers and takes them away. It's a very famous piece. If you see a Talmid Chacham who sinned at night, I'll tell Acharev Bayom. The next day, don't suspect him. Why? Shema Sat Shuvah. Because he might have done Shuvah. Shema Sat Adaydach? You think maybe he did Shuvah? Elavada Sat Shuvah. We know he did Shuvah. That's only if it's a personal sin, you saw him eating something wrong or whatever. But if, let's say, it was something of a financial type of sin, then until he returns it, he's not off the hook. There's 24 different places that we've recorded where the Beit Din would put somebody in Cherem because they violated honor for Talmid Chacham. They're all in our Mishnah. Amalei Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar turned to Rabbi Shimon Levi and said, Hecha, where are they? Amalei Lechitishkach, go find them. Nafak Dach V'yashkach Tlat. He only found three. One of them is a Mezalzim Untilat Yadayim. And we'll see about that. Somebody who treats Untilat Yadayim lightly. We're talking about Talmid Chacham after the dead. A Megista talk about Bimailer, somebody who's very chutzpidik towards Hashem. Let's see what that is. What's that? None. Who I omer? Ain mashkin lo tagiyoret v'lo tamashuchreret. V'chachomim omrim mashkin. So it's a machloket in sota about whether we give me sota to a giyoret or to a shifcha. Chachomim say we do. And Chachamim's proof was that there was a girl in Karkamit who was a Shifcha, and Shmaya Avtalion, the teachers of Hillel, gave her made her do the Sota ceremony. What was his answer about? Dugma Ishkua. They gave her because they were like her. And Shmaya Avtalion were both from families of converts. And this is by the way, Akavman Mahalal presenting this position. And what he did with it by saying this was to really cast aspersions on Shmaya V'Avtalion, bring up their background, and also saying that they were swayed by that to rule the way they did. Vinidu Mepenidio. They put him in Cherem, and he never retracted it. He died b'Cherem. V'Saklu Beitin Arono. And so they put a stone on his Aron when he was buried, because he died, as it were, b'Cherem. What's that? No, Rabbi Yehuda. Chas v'shalom shakamim mahalal nitnadeh. So he disagreed. He said, Akamim mahalal was a holy man. He wasn't put in chayram. Shed azorin elat al kol adam yisrael chon talab yart chedka v'akamim mahalal. It's an interesting way that he says how great he is. He's so great, there was nobody greater who couldn't go into the azarat. Elat minidu, who did they put into chayram? At elazar ben chanoch. Shepikpik ben tzat yadayim. He said, no, I don't think that tzat yadayim is so important. I'm not so sure. It's obligatory. When he died, the Beit Din sent, they put a big stone on his Aron. To teach you that if you die b'cherem, that you have a stone put on the Aron. Alright, so it was Nitilat Yadayim, or perhaps the Sota issue. Hamegista toklapim ha'ilamahi. What's that? The Sota one being, of course, Mitzaper Abin Achabat Mitatan Shabnan Chachamim. What's that? The famous story of Choni with the circle and the rain. I should throw in a cherem. If you weren't Choni, goes then I'd throw in a nidu. You cleanse yourself before God, and He does what you want. Like a son whose father takes care of him. The pasuk in Mishlei applies to you. Your father and mother are very happy. All right, so these are people who either did die b'cherem or should have died b'cherem, had that accusation. The two leika, we don't have any more than those three. That's all Rabbi Elazar could find. Va'ika the Tanner of Yosef, Todos Yishromi Inhigat Bnei Romi Lachilam Gdaim Mekulasin Bnei Pesachim. We have a tradition that Theodos, the doctor, who was a Roman and was a very important supporter of the Rabbanan, during the times of the Mikdash, he would have people in Rome, the Jews in Rome, eat complete goats on Pesach. Shalach le Shimon Shetach. So Shimon Shetach, this first century BC, he sent a message. If you weren't Todos, I would throw you in Cherem, just like with Choni. It's like you're feeding them Kodshim outside of the Mikdash. So again, it's not a case where there was cherem, but there should have been. The answer is Mishnah Tenu coming in. That's not in our Mishnah. Vaha Breita, that's in Breita. Umanita Leika, there's no others in the Mishnah. Vaika Hadinan. Chatcho Chulion Ratan Chol Ben Chulia Lechulia. The Mishnah in Kelim that famously led to Rabbi Elazar Matar Racham Matamin. Vezel Tanurosh Alachnoi. The Mishnah calls it the Tanurosh Alachnoi, the oven that when taken apart, Rabbi Elazar says now it loses its tuman. Chacham say it doesn't. And we say, my achnoi. Why was it called an achnoi, which means a snake in Aramaic? That the Rabbanan surrounded Rabbi Eliezer with challenges, like a snake, and they declared it Tameh. That was the famous day. They brought all the things that Rabbi Eliezer declared Tahor and Chacham disagree with, and they burned them in front of him, and then they threw them in Cherem. It doesn't say about the Cherem in the Mishnah. So there's only three cases where it mentions Cherem either as something they did or something they would have done. So now that Rabbi Shimon Levi says there's 24 places and we can only find three, so where are the 24? Shimon Levi says, yeah, there's other cases that are similar to those, and if you expand out from the three, you'll find 24. But Lazar just said, I found three, I'm not going to compare them. That's all I got. Okay, back to our Mishnah. Nosei Amita v'chilufan. We said that those who carry the beer and those who take their place are exempt. Alright? Tana Rabbanan. Ein motzina tamet samuch li kriyat shema. L'chatchila, we do not do a burial just before kriyat shema time. Mitchila mafsikim, but obviously if we start, we don't interrupt. Ein Rav Yosef avku samuch li kriyat shema. Rav Yosef was taken out l'chatchila, right before kriyat shema time. The answer is Adam Chashuv Shani. An important person trumps all that. Okay, so the family tavish la'ach ha'mita. So now we're going to have a little bit of expansion on who's exempt. Tanu Rabbanan, Auskim behesped bizman shamet mutal lifnehem. If those people are engaged in eulogies, if the mate is in front of them, nishmatin achad achad v'korin, they move away from the mate, away from the eulogy, say shema, come back and take turns. Einamet mutal lifnehem. If the mate's not there, hein yoshvin v'korin, they sit and read shema. And it's there's the middle of the eulogy and zman kriyat shema, they all stop and say shema. V'yoshev v'dovem, and the mourner sits and says nothing. They stand up and daven. He stands up and publicly accepts or privately accepts the judgment of the death. And this is what he should say. I've sinned much, and you've only paid, you haven't even exacted 1/1000th of the judgment. That you should seal up all of our breaches and the breaches of all Am Yisrael with compassion. Abaye says you shouldn't speak that way, meaning making it sound as if there's more breaches. The Amar Bishimon Lakish, and also as if there's more punishment I should get. A person should never open up his mouth to the Satan, meaning kind of give an invitation for more punishment. Yosef, my cry, what's the pasuk? Shenemar kimat kistomayinu. What do the people of Yerushalayim say? We're almost like the people of stone. What does Yeshayahu say next? Shimud v'Adonai tzinei stone. He calls them the leaders of stone. Okay, in the Mishnah it said kavut ha'ir chazru. If they buried the dead and then they came back, if there's time to start and finish kriyat shema before they get to the shura, they should. Okay. But only if there's time to finish one parak or one pasuk, they shouldn't start. Or mina, we have a challenge. Even if there's time to just finish one pasuk, they should do that. The answer is, that's what our Mishnah meant. If there's time enough to finish even one pasuk, they should do that. Hamdim bashura, we said the inner ones are exempt and the outer ones are chayav. So Tana Rabbanan, Shura ro'a pnima p'tura, meaning if it looks inside, they're p'tur, she'ne ro'a pnima chayevet. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer has a different take. Haba'im machmata evel, people who come to support the avel, p'turin. Machman atzman, if they're coming to see what this big thing is, then they're chayevin, because they're not there for the avel, they're there to see what's going on. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Hamotzei kilayim bevigdo poshtan afilu bashuk. We're going to see again conflict between different values. If you're walking in the street and you suddenly realize you have shatnez in your garment, you should take it off even in public. My tama, ein chokhma ve'ein tfuah ve'ein etzah le'neged Adonai. There's no wisdom, no brilliance, no ideas if it goes against Hashem. Meaning, kol makom she'ish chilul Hashem, ein chokin kavod l'rav. If there's a desecration of God's name, we don't show honor to people. Yeah, so you'll be a little bit unclad. Meitavei, watch this challenge. Kavurot Rav Chazru l'fneim shtei drachim. If they're coming back to bear from burying the dead, and there's two paths, achat torah v'achat tmeah, one is tahor, one has some graves on it, let's say. Ba b'torah, ba'inim b'torah. If the other goes in the tahor one, you go with him. Ba b'tmeah, if he goes on the tmeah one, ba'inim b'tmeah, mishum kvodo, in order to show honor to the mate. shouldn't violate the Torah law to give him kavod. Rabbi Abba Beit HaPras Rabbanan, he said, yeah, it's talking about Tumah Rabbanan Beit HaPras, where there was a grave there, and we don't know where it is. It got threshed over. A Beit HaPras is a field where there's a grave in it, but we don't know where it is. So therefore, it's the Rabbanan, and therefore you could walk in it and blow ahead of you, and if you don't see bones, you keep walking. And if it got plowed under, then it's all tahor. Toshman Rambam was a mitzadok. Medalgina, you know, agabe aronot shel metim. More about cemeteries. We used to skip over biers. We call Malchei Yisrael. If we had a chance to see a Melech Yisrael. And it's not only that. I feel the Krat Malchei Umot Olam, even kings of non-Jews. Because if you have a chance to see a Jewish king and a non-Jewish king, you'll see the difference. Why do we say that you're allowed to go over a cemetery to do that? Mita oraita, when you have an ohel, if there's one tefach above the body, then the ohel is a chatzitza. So going over the aron means you're really not going over an ohel. If it's close, so that there's less than a tefach, less than 3 inches or so, between the body and the top of the grave, most aronot have that space. Because and they made the gzera on all of them because of those few that don't have it. And the Rabbanan did not make that gzera in place of the kavod of Malachim. Okay, so again we see, Toshma, Gadol Kvod Abiyot, Shadokhe, Lo Taseh Shabbat Torah. Kavod HaBriyot is so important that it pushes off a lo taseh, which is strange because we just said you have to take off shatnez in public. My layman chokhmayim tvunah the name of something Hashem. Bar Shua, come into Rav Kana, belav the lo tasur. Which lo taseh? The lo taseh that says don't violate the Rabbanans, meaning all the Rabbanans take a back seat to Kavod HaBriyot. The famous story in Menachot with the man who's walking down the street and his tzitzit get cut off and he continues carrying them, wearing them, which is carrying, until he gets home because it was a Carmelite Rabbanan. Achicho alei lav do latasur doraita hi. So what do you mean? That's also doraita. Kind of gavur rabba marmilta lo tachicho alei. Don't think. Kol midu rabbanas mechiru alav do latasur. All the Rabbanans are based on lotasur. So it really is a Torah, a lotasur, a lav doraita. Shun kvodo shor shor rabbanan. For your own kavod, we have the Rabbanan themselves allowed it. This is talking about the prohibition of looking away from an aveda. But the way it's worded is, sometimes you do look away. Let's say that you're a kohen and you see somebody else's donkey walking into a cemetery. Or as I came out of the fikvodor, you're an older person and it's beneath your dignity to go get somebody's donkey. You're working hard and there's another guy next to you who's not working very hard. Let him get it. So why don't we apply the pasuk in Mishlei and say you got to go do the mitzvah no matter what? The answer is shani hatam dichti vitalamta mehem. That's different because it says vitalamta mehem, which allows for the interpretation that you could look away. So why don't we take that and apply it to other mitzvot? The answer is yisur mamon le'alfinan. This is a din of mamon. So in mamon, sometimes we allow you to look away. When it comes to Yisurim, we don't allow that. Toshma, uva ula achoto. This is talking about a Nazir, and a Nazir cannot become Tamei, not for his father, his mother, or his sister. So matam ulomar, why does it have to say that? After all, it already said he can't be Tamei to any mate. So each one of the mentions, Aviv, and Imo, etc., we saw the Sugi and Megillah at the beginning, identifies a different Havamina that you would have of somebody else that you would be Mitamei for. You were on your way to Shecht or Pesach or to Brit Milah or Shema Shemet Lomet, and you heard that somebody died in your family. I think you should go back and be Tamei. And by the way, there's no issue of Tumah for a Brit, but you would not do the Brit on time. We say you don't do that. You go to the Brit, you go to the Pesach. I might think that that even applies to a mate mitzvah, meaning you found a dead body and nobody's going to bury it. The famous drasha, but you do become tamei for a mate mitzvah. Why do we say you're metame for mate mitzvah? Because there's a special ruling of la'achoto saying we're telling you which ones you're not tame for, leaving out mate mitzvah. So what do we learn from there? The answer is shev al tasa shani. That's shev al tasa. That means that's a case where you're going to not fulfill a mitzvah as a result of taking care of this mate mitzvah. Okay, I'm going to pop up a baye. Ma'ishta lishon midrachish lu nisa. Fascinating story. Ma'ishta anan dolo midrachish lu nisa. Why were the early people, they had miracles? And in our day, we don't see miracles. If it's because of learning, in Rabbi Yehuda's generation, two generations ago, they only learned nezikin. And we learn all six sedarim. When Rabbi Yehuda got to uktsin, which is in Tarot, in the last Mishnah, he said, this is very difficult, like Rav and Shmuel's discussions. So, in other words, he didn't understand Tarot. And we have 13 different versions of Uktsin. But yet, nonetheless, Rabbi Yehuda would take off one shoe, Atimitra would rain. We hurt ourselves, we fast, we cry out. Nobody's listening to us. There's no rain. The answer is that the early ones, they may not have been as learned, and their breadth of learning was not as great, and yet they were most of themselves for Kiddush Hashem. I don't know much about Kiddush Hashem. We're not so passionate about it. What's the story? He saw a girl. He didn't know she was a kutit or a goya, and she was wearing this red garment in the shuk. Sovereign about Yisrael, he thought she was a Jewish girl, and she shouldn't be wearing that kind of thing. Kum karamina, he came and tore it off of her. It turned out she was not Jewish. Shamua ba'arva me'azuzi, they made him pay 400 zuz for this shaming. Amarla mashmech, so he said to her in court, what's your name? Amarla matun. My name is Matun. Amarla matun, matun, arva me'azuzi shavi. Yeah, matun, matun, twice, that's 200 and 200. Worth 400. In other words, he accepted the din as being, this is part of my passion for Torah. Okay, Rav Gidol have ragel davi ka'azel v'yativ ashari di tefillah. Rav Gidol used to sit by the Beit HaTefillah. Amalu hachi tefillah v'hachi tefillah. And he'd instruct the women, you should go in like this, go in like that. He would tell them what to do. And aren't you afraid of your Yetzirah, that you're seeing women just before they go into the mikvah, and you're imagining them? They look like whiteboards to me. I don't pay any attention. Yochanan used to sit there. When Bnot Yisrael come out of their tefillah, I'm the first one they see. Rabbi Yochanan was very beautiful. And they'll have kids that look like me. Now this is different. He said, are you afraid of the Ayin Hara? Maybe you'd be putting an Ayin Hara on them. I am a descendant of Yosef. Evidently he knew that he was from Shevet Menashe or Ephraim. Ayin Hara doesn't affect Yosef. Ben Porat Yosef, Ben Porat Ale Ayin. He is the son of those who go above the eye. Now, Vau Altikre Ale Ayin, Ela Ole Ayin. That the bracha that Yaakov gave to Ephraim Menasher, to Yosef, was they should be fruitful like the fish. Just like fish in the sea are covered by water, and Ayin Hara doesn't affect them. Alright, same thing with Yosef's kids. The other possibility is the eye that refused to benefit from that which was not his, Yosef. And this is Potiphar, the Ayin Hara doesn't affect him. Okay, we'll pick it up with the next Mishnah Gimel. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.